Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. This is Technori Live from WGN Radio, Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. I've had this guy on the show like numerous times already on like 15 different things and places and people and stuff.
Serial entrepreneur, I think they call it.
But like, it's not like it's past it now. Like now I have to add, I'm speaking to Tim Swindle, for those of you who don't recognize the voice already from all the shows we've done. It's like past it, because it's like entrepreneur, like exit master, turned game maker, turned inventor, turned edibles helper guy. Like,
I'm gonna put that on my LinkedIn profile.
It's Tim Swindle, edible helpers guy. No, but like, listen, I'm in a crisis mode on my own from a business standpoint, where I'm like trying to figure out, there's like that burnout mode. And you know what I'm talking about. Like, you were working with Point Drive, you guys got an exit to LinkedIn, it was a big deal. But you get into this, like, I don't even know how to describe it. You're an entrepreneur, but you feel like you're working for the man, even though you're an entrepreneur, because you're working for the men. Like, you're working, men and women, no sexism here. But like, yeah, you're working for like the proverbial something. And you like start chasing down this rabbit hole, and you sort of lose who you are. You lose the funniness, you lose the playfulness and the passion and the enthusiasm for what you're doing, because you're so just trying to find the,
just grinding.
Yeah, you're just grinding through it. And I think that one of the things that crushes startups, and this is why I keep talking to my guys about it on my side, like, well, I'm so kind of bogged down, but I'm also so very aware of it, is that I'm trying to avoid falling victim to what I think crushes a lot of founders and entrepreneurs, is that they let this overwhelming wave knock them out, and then they don't bring the passion and the enthusiasm to the job that they used to bring. And then it all just kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. It all just kind of unwinds in front of them. And one of the things about you,
there's a term for that, by the way, startup fatigue.
Oh yes. I have startup fatigue.
Yep.
I'll admit it right now. I have startup fatigue. I feel like you keep pivoting and pivoting and pivoting, and you sort of lose yourself. And then once you lose yourself, the compass is gone, and then you never find your way. And what I like about you is that you put yourself literally in everything you do. I mean, you find things that you are passionate about and find a way to make them successful or not and move on. And I think this is what we're going to talk about here, is another example of it, where it's to me, it's very timely to have you on here, because you have left Point Drive after the exit. Have you left officially? Like, you're not working on Point Drive
anymore. No, right. So that was acquired in July of last year, 2016. Yep. And I left basically the end of the year.
Okay.
Was brought over to LinkedIn, and then left basically, you know, January earlier this year.
Yeah. And so, and from that point, you moved on to this like really dinky little thing that ended up in every Target across the world called Utter Nonsense. And it's a pretty big deal. It's one of my favorite games, actually. And we're going to play this game here, and hopefully we're going to start playing this game with you on the WGN Live radio show, but also without you, because I love the game so much. I'm not going to even have you on the show anymore. I'm just going to play the game myself. But that wasn't enough, because, you know, conquering Target is just too easy for mighty men such as Tim. So he's got Lickety Spin, which is launched today, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, just today we are launching on Kickstarter. This one I'm teamed up with my 10-year-old niece on, so it's been a lot of fun.
I was going to add to that. So, like, it wasn't cool enough for you to start up and, like, team up with, like, really, really successful entrepreneurs and launch and sell businesses. Now you have to, like, go into the schoolyard and find people, because cause what do I do when I create a game called Utter Nonsense?
Well, I'm keeping it a family affair, so I think, you know, I do Utter Nonsense with my sister Shannon.
Yep.
So now I needed to get my brother's side of the family involved. And so, you know, my niece Lexi.
Who's
and
left
I,
in the family? Like,
I
just
need to throw a shout
predictive.
Out to my brother, because he kind of got left out of the marketing story.
Yeah.
But he's been an important part of this as well for Lickety Spin. So
what is his, let's give him his fair share of time here. What does he do in this venture?
So he's kind of the back of house, I'll call it, you know, so he's doing a lot of like he was heavily involved with the product development, which we both were, but then, you know, doing a lot of like I'll call it the more boring stuff compared to me getting to sit here and, you know, have fun talking to you, the accounting and just kind of the back of house.
So the stuff you didn't want to do.
The more of the front of house. We have different skill sets, and we've so far proved that we're a good team. But one of the things I'll mention is that this has come about very quickly. So this was just an idea. So first of all, should I tell what Lickety Spin is?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Lickety Spin. And as we get into it, I think it's – I have to plug the fact that we have our maker event coming up October 24th, where the Inventables CEO Zach Kaplan is going to be on stage, and we're bringing 3D Carvies and all kinds of machines, because there's a bunch of entrepreneurs coming in Chicago in particular, doing exactly what you're doing, not the same thing as Lickety Spin, of course, but doing the same sort of thing of like, wow, I got this great idea. I want to act on it right now. I want to build something, because you found success with Utter Nonsense. And it was like, well, why would I wait? And part of the problem that has made people wait is they've got to make a mold and develop a product, and it takes too long and it's expensive. So for people who are like Tim and want to learn how to do this, check out our Maker event, events.technori.com, and you'll be able to actually literally come to an event and ask questions, maybe ask Tim even, questions how to build the prototype for things like this. I'm already distracted playing
with
the fidget
building
spinner.
Building physical products.
Yeah. So talk about it. This is a fidget spinner that I'm already playing with.
So a little bit of the backstory. So my niece is 10, and I was visiting her in Colorado. And, you know, she's crazy about fidget spinners like all 10-year-olds are.
And 33-year-olds. Producer Sean is sitting right here. He's, what, I don't know, 25 or 6 or 7 or 30. He plays with the fidget spinner that the guy from Inventables made.
Is that right?
For us. He plays with it all day long in the office.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, they've obviously taken over. And so she had saw something on YouTube, somebody making their own. And so she, like, had the gumption or whatever it's called to go kind of buy this mold
the
material.
Chutzpah?
The chutzpah? Yeah.
She had the chutzpah.
Yeah, the drive, the self-drive.
Yeah, that too.
To go buy this like mold material and then take her spinner and create an imprint of it and then put candy in it and melt the candy. And then once it cools, it pops out. And now you've got this, you know, fidget spinner shaped thing, and you put the bearing back in and you can spin it. So you've made your own candy fidget spinner. And so I was talking to Lexi, my niece, and my brother, and I was like, could you go buy that at a store? Like, is that is like a prepackaged thing? Like, fidget spinners are everywhere. Like, I think kids would love to make their own fidget spinners out of candy. Like, that's just like a fun thing to do. And the answer was no. So we moved quickly and are now, you know, we're launched today on Kickstarter. So Lickety Spin.
Lickety Spin.
Yeah.
So I feel like you can do other things with this, no?
What are you hinting at there, Scott? Well,
I don't know.
I'll just answer
that.
So it doesn't just have to be candy. It could be food.
It could be bananas.
It could be bananas. You have to freeze the bananas.
You could do steak.
Yeah. So we say.
Oh, you could do beef.
We say melt, freeze, or bake. You know, whatever you can think
of. So I haven't named anything that you can do those things.
That's the fun of it. I mean, it's like, it's really just about, you know, having fun in the kitchen, you know, trying out different stuff. And the best part is, yeah, because it's food or, you know, candy, whatever you're using, if it doesn't work, you just eat it, you know, and you try again. So
this, like, I'm so fascinated with this because I'm thinking about, I mean, you already know this, obviously, but like the amount of success that Ring Pops had.
Yeah.
The amount of success that like the ice cream truck had when you had the, I don't remember what it was called, but like as a kid, the baseball one, where you got like a gumball in it and it was, you could use it in the end. There was like a thing you'd get like, now you'd get sued for choking on it. But like,
yeah,
there was things. They're massively successful. And fidget spinner is to me the new like toy gadget thing. And to food eyes.
Yeah. That's what I'm exactly, you know, capitalize on the fidget spinner craze.
With food.
I think the Ring Pop is like a good kind
of. The Ring Pop's, you know, a perfect example.
Like, we'd love to be the new Ring Pop.
I think you can be. Because I mean, you think of like all the kids that created their own, you know, the Easy Bake Oven stuff.
Yeah.
So right. Like you're taking one of the hottest selling products of all time and you're spinning it together, pun intended, with the next new hottest thing of all time, fidget spinner. So, I mean, I see this as like, are you selling shares in this? Or like, do I negotiate with the niece or you?
That's a good call. Yeah. She's probably a tougher negotiator than me.
Or is it somebody else in your family? Is there anyone in your family that I might have more leverage with, depending on what I can offer?
We actually did kind of a funny little negotiation. So in the Kickstarter video, when we're going through it, you know, we kind of have like a little negotiation back and forth, which was fun, right on screen. And then eventually, we're 50-50 partners. So
I got to ask you, this is more of a tactical question. When you put together this Kickstarter and you're working on this, how did you do the video on your own? Did you hire some people to do the editing in the video? Like, walk me through the process for this, because, you know, I'm like, this is going to sound weird because we live in this world where we're like in equity crowdfunding pretty heavily and we're involved in a lot of things in the startup world. And I'm not an old person by any stretch, but I like, I'm occasionally finding myself feeling old when I look at how people are doing things and I'm thinking like, that would have not been something that would have crossed my mind. And yet I'm seeing like 14-year-old kids launch campaigns with like they don't have a pot to piss in, and they're launching campaigns, and I'm like, I got money and I can't do anything. What the hell?
Well, I'll say Google is your friend.
Google's a good friend.
So, you know, here's the thing. I have a little bit of a leg up because of the background, right?
Yeah.
I've had experience launching products and businesses before and kind of know who to call. And specifically, even with a Kickstarter, you know, we did Utter Nonsense initially as a Kickstarter. So just being familiar with the platform, kind of with the process and what's needed. And also I'm involved and I back other projects. So I kind of know just from like a marketing standpoint of what's working and what's not. So, you know, having a little bit of a head start in the sense of like who to call, right? So when you're thinking about like trademarks, like just even stuff like the back end, like the lawyers and all that, like that just, you know, can take a lot of time to figure out. And then going to actually manufacture the product. I know you've talked about Inventables, but I've got other relationships with manufacturers that I've worked with through the game and other, you know, less successful enterprises that I've launched. And
wait, do you mean you only come on here and talk to me about the ones that are successful? Is there a closet full of shit that you have that I don't know about?
They don't make it to launch, I should say.
How many things do you have that are not that did not make it or made it and quickly disappeared?
There's like, well, there's three I can think of, but I've got like I have like a laundry list of just things that I want to do at some point that they've got to like bubble to the surface. And that was the other thing. Like this one just automatically just bubbled to the surface.
Because it's a fidget spinner that's made of food. I see that.
Yeah, I was like, everybody would want one of these. You know?
Yes, I want one.
And so this one just was like immediately, I was like, we got to go.
What's the product that sucks? Give me one that you've tried to make that sucks.
I'm not even gonna say it sucks. I just haven't figured out the hook on it yet, and I am gonna share this with you. So, it's called the Nope Flag, and what it does is I just think it's funny to like call your friends out on their bullshit.
Yes.
Right? And obviously it's football season, and there's the challenge flag. So it's like if you have a play on the
bullshit,
field,
and
it's
pull it
yes,
out.
And it's basically like you just want to be like bullshit. And like throw it at your friends and like just call them out, you know? And I was like, I think something should exist for that, for like in real life. It like sits on your countertop or on your coffee table and like your friend says something outrageous like, I drank 30 beers last night. You just want to be like, you know, whoop something at them.
You know what I think? I think one place to start on this is in the emoji world.
That's actually not bad. Knowing
that most people are telling absolute horseshit on social media and via iMessage, that if I can immediately respond with like, nope. I'm out. Like,
yeah.
It's just an automatic out of here.
I created like a GIF, which I just learned it's called a GIF, not a GIF, although I like GIF better.
I like GIF better. So is it Jiffy and not Giphy?
I think, well, yeah, I must be. Yeah, I must be Jiffy, which like...
Jiffy lube.
Right.
I don't know.
Jiffy peanut butter.
Jiff
peanut butter. I know.
Who said... Somebody's full of shit. I call bullshit.
They asked...
Who said this to you?
They asked the creator of it. And
that's
like,
probably a good source.
He's like, it's a hard J. Like, it's not yogging, it's jogging.
It's a hard J. It's not yog. I don't yog anywhere. I don't jog anywhere.
Stay tuned on that one. It may come back around. I got to figure that out. In the meantime, Liggety Spin's where it's at. Part of the reason why I've held off on that is because I was like,
prioritize things that look like a for sure hit. This looks like a for sure hit. Like, you're probably going to make more money on this. Than you did on Utter Nonsense and Point Drive, and that's probably saying something. Both about you and the market.
You're right, but I don't know. We'll see. We just launched today. As of right now, we've got 26 people that believe in us.
And, I mean, that's you know, not a small number in one
day. We're 20% of our goal so far, and it's going well. I mean, this has been a pretty quick start. So
awesome.
We'll see.
This is pretty sweet. So on this one here, we're going to keep you up to date on this. I have no doubt that you'll be back on the show again and again and again because each show gets better and more funny. and I'm sure because you're going to have to launch the GIF peanut butter nope app. But in the meantime, let's play a little Utter Nonsense. I'm itching to play a little bit. We haven't drank anything yet, which is a little awkward. So I think we got the family edition going, which is, I don't know if that's going to get us done. But while she's setting up here, give us a little rundown for what Utter Nonsense is another time.
Yeah. So Utter Nonsense is a card game, party game that involves two sets of cards. You have accents and phrases. So we have two versions. We have the naughty, which is, you know, kind of adult rated R, and then the PG version that we just launched, which I'd argue is every bit as if not more funny because you don't have a lot of like the you know, the swear words and the sex jokes to fall back on, you know? So it's a little bit of smarter humor, I actually think. But anyway, so this is the family edition, and the idea is, you know, an accent could be like, you know, news anchor, which is obviously timely here, side mouth talker, British.
This is like Seinfeld the game. Like, remember Seinfeld? Every single episode was like a thing. It was like, he's a close talker.
Oh, yeah.
He's this. He's
that's
a
good.
That.
I've never made that connection. But
I would just say,
good.
Don't use that on your box for marketing, because I feel like those guys might be litigious.
Just saying.
I'll leave it out there as a funny joke that people can mull.
So the way the gameplay works is, if we were to flip over a card, and let's say it's pirate is the accent,
arr,
you and I and whoever else is playing pick one of the phrase cards. So that's the other card that's in the deck, or a bunch of phrases. And so we would say, you know, whatever phrase we want. And there's one person that's playing that's just the judge for that round.
Okay.
And they subjectively determine that they like yours the best, right? And then you won that round, and then we go on to the next one. So I think Julia's here, and she's going to share some cards for us to play with. Is it just going to be the two of us, and then we'll have Julia be the judge?
Yeah, why don't we have Julia be the judge here? Julia, if you want to crack behind the mic over there at the end here, we'll have you be the judge here. We're going to play one round of this. And what we're talking about doing, maybe doing on WGN on the live show, is actually doing the news this way. Like, where I'll put together 1, 2, 3 different kinds of accents, and then I will give you 1 to 3 stories or something like that. We haven't figured fully fleshed out how we want to do it yet, but for this game, how am I? So we've got three. Okay, any of them. Yeah. News anchor, Valley.
Well, you could keep going, and then
I could do the Valley Girl.
All right, do the Valley Girl. Did you finish telling what we're gonna do?
No, I don't know what's going on here. no. So when we do the show, I mean, I think we're gonna figure it out over time with this. I think, and we're literally talking about building this thing right now on the podcast. This is how
we're an alpha.
This is straight alpha here, which is so remind me now, a single round of this game goes how?
So a single round goes, we flip over an accent card for the round. In this case, we're going to play Valley Girl. So that'll be the card, the accent card. And then you have a bunch of phrases in front of you. And the phrases are just kind of like fun, witty things to say. And you'll just pick one that you'd want to say in a Valley Girl accent.
Okay.
And
I don't want to say any of them in a Valley Girl accent, but I'll do it just for you.
Something tells me that's
not
true.
I do. Something tells me I really, really do. Like the first one, musical chairs is like a real Game of Thrones. It's the real deal, I think.
That was good. Okay. Oh my God. Grandpa keeps calling me. Damn it.
You're out. Next.
No, I need to finish that one because it's perfect for Valley Girl. Grandpa keeps calling my hashtag a pound sign. Ew.
Is the ill in there?
No, but ad-libbing is totally encouraged.
So, like, Candyland seems like sweet place to vacay, right? I swear. Like, is that flatbread? Is there flatbread anywhere?
You're very good.
I try.
All right.
I'm trying.
Who won, Julia?
You get another one because I want two.
I was going to say it's unfair. He had two.
Yeah, I got two.
Okay.
I showboated.
Okay. Here we go. Happy Meals? More like Crappy Meals. Am I right?
See, he got, like, that might have been the winner right there.
I don't know, Scott. You did pretty good with Candyland.
I was trying. I mean, the Candyland.
I'm going to give it to you. First round goes to
First
you.
Round goes here. So, so if we want to do this on the news, we could just pick out, like, three stories, and I'm trying to think, like, I guess we'll send this out to people. I want people to actually feedback with, like, what would you like to hear it in? Because I think this would be hilarious. We had 3 or 4 headlines, and each one was done, like, you pick. Like, every day is different. So, like, on this show,
pick
number 1 to 3, whatever one gets tweeted out. We take that is going to be the
most voted on accent.
Most voted on accent, and I'm going to give you the news headlines in that accent. And if it's voted off, then it's gone. I stop talking.
I think that's a good start. It's a good start.
I think we just
and then we talked thing. About also maybe like down the road, people could call in and they could be doing the accents or, you know, something.
I'd love to have people call in and ask questions, but if you're going to do it, it's got to be utter nonsense. You got to call in and ask something like ask the question, but you got to do it in the accent.
Right. Do it in the accent. Yeah.
I think I like this. This sounds great. Give me one more accent. We'll do one more for the road here.
All right. Let's do a side mouth talker.
I don't even know what a side mouth talker is.
That sounds sorry.
I'm just like, you take, it's a different impression. Like, I'm literally talking out of the side of my mouth, so I can't lose. But then you could also go the route of like the old like 1920s journalist. Hey, what do you say you're going to do with that? Hey, did you bring a gun or a cigar? Did you bring your top hat?
Somebody bring the scotch, eh?
Somebody bring me a scotch, eh? This is some bullshit going on in here.
I saw Mr. Capone the other day. He was,
I'm in. Let's do side talker. Sold to the lowest bidder. All right, what do we got? Side talker, and we've got...
All right, well, who's going?
I'll start with it, okay. I guess. The winner starts. Do the Amish have an internet, say, or do they just work it on wood? Yeah. The wood part was ad-lib.
I don't know what a squad goal is, but I'm rooting for you, kiddo.
See, like, I just threw Side Talker out in the trash, and I'm just going with the old guy. You, at least, he wins on by default because he actually did work in the Side Talker.
He does, yeah.
I went straight Hudsucker proxy. Like, I didn't.
Legit.
Yeah, no,
the
he won.
Goals are.
We got, let's do one more and one card each. One right. more. Final round. Here okay. it is. Because we're tied. It's a tiebreak. You can't end on.
Do you want to do the news anchor? Do you want to do. Arnold?
Oh, pfft, done. Arnold, absolutely. Done.
I got to set myself up for failure there. All right. I got to think about how to do this.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to get my Arnold. See, it's hard when you don't have practice
time. It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
The idiot. Put down my cookies. Here we go. Tim Swindle for the win.
Elf on a Shelf should be ashamed of himself.
Do I even need to read to
it
win
wasn't
this?
So good.
Like, what? Do I win? Do I even need to read?
Yeah.
By default, you're just claiming the W?
It's just default. All right, let me see here. Happy hours for wimps. Anytime I'm alone in the house.
Oh, God, that was good.
Get down. Everyone get to the chopper. Harry Potter's in the movies.
Really close, I'm going to give it to Scott.
Boom.
Yeah.
If there was something for me to dunk, I'd dunk it. This is, but okay, so people get the gist now. This is an awesome game. You can see why I play this game all the time. Like, I play this game by myself. Like, it's fun.
I know. What's funny about that is I actually believe you. I don't
know. No,
it's
true.
That's hyperbole.
This is, no, utter nonsense. My guys, listen, they hear this all the time. I talk about utter nonsense constantly. This is going to sound really terrible. Utter nonsense to me is my drinking companion. Other people have friends and girlfriends and wives that are like, I'd love to have a glass of wine, dear.
You just sit there and shuffle through cards.
I sit there with utter nonsense like, oh, this sounds stupid.
Never discuss religion, politics, your favorite LaCroix.
And then I just take a sip and then I flip another card.
That's good. I mean, it's meant to be entertaining. However that happens for you, then I'm happy.
Well, I got to tell you, Tim, I spend a lot of time by myself in the room. It's not. People don't find it as entertaining as apparently I do.
Well, it does have burb life.
Oh, he just took a dig at the burbs. Damn, that's ruthless. Shit, man. Well, at any rate, I appreciate you coming in here. I'm sure you'll come back to play this game with us on live radio, but I'm sure you're going to come back when the adult version of Lickety Spin comes in, I'm sure. Because, yeah, you know I had to go there.
I know.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
I could see how that could be used for how Lickety Spin
for evil.
Could be used for adults as well.
This is
for adult entertainment.
There's a theme here, I think. There's a theme. I'm starting to begin to see a theme.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave that alone, but I'm excited, especially since it has to do with the co-founder is a 10-year-old. So we'll table that for a moment.
Yep.
But at any rate, maybe when she sells you the rest of the rights and becomes a millionaire and tells you she's got bigger things to do, she's going to start a real business. we'll have you
software
come back
company.
On.
She's going to start a software she's, company.
Yeah, some kind of software company for Microsoft. I don't know what the hell she's working on. This has been great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ask you where people can get Utter Nonsense, but I've said it five times. Go to any Target you want. Lickety Spin right now. Where on Kickstarter can you find it?
Yeah, so that's the only place. So I think just going directly to Kickstarter.com and typing in Lickety Spin, and you'll find it, or my name, Tim Swindle. I bet it comes up also. But Lickety Spin on Kickstarter.
Very cool. Awesome. Tim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Scott.
Of course. As always, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter @TechNori. You can catch this podcast on iTunes. And again, check out events.technori.com for the Maker event. It's pretty apropos that we have our October 24th event the same time we're talking to Tim here. So at any rate, check it out. And if you have any questions, you can check me out at Twitter @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.